Hey, welcome to CWOW Weekend. We're excited to be here with you. My name's Jake Nold. I'm the youth pastor here.
I'm Jason Ponish. I'm the new middle school director.
Yeah, I don't know that that title changes official, a whole lot. But yes, he's been working with us for a while. And we're excited to share with you guys today. We have some fun things to share with you, some challenges and some prayer requests that you guys can be praying for.
Probably more challenging than fun, really. But
Some fun.
We try to have fun.
Yeah. If you don't know what XYM is, XYM is our 6th through 12th grade ministry. So we meet on Wednesday nights, and we are very closely tied to Calvary's vision of Christ, community, and calling. We just call it Know, Grow, and Flow. So know Christ, grow in community, flow in your calling. And we are really passionate about small groups. We're passionate about the next generation and equipping them to be disciples who disciple others. And so we're going to spend some time talking about the next generation because we think it's important, really important, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you don't know what the next generation is, we call them Gen Z. I don't really know how they pick where those terms come from. But, and even a thing that we're talking about is, even though we say next generation, we do believe that they are the church now. They are doing things to move the kingdom. I even joke, and we'll talk about this more later, that my guys are probably better at the whole front yard mission thing than even I am most weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, we're really excited about the next generation. We're excited about the future of the church. We're excited about the direction it's going and the possibilities with Gen Z leading the church, because that's not too far away. You read a lot of negative statistics sometimes about Gen Z, about whether it's mental health stuff or, social media.
Smartphone,
just tech time in general. And there are negative statistics on that, just like there are negative statistics for millennials and every other generation. But leading Gen Z for as long as we have, there's so much more potential in our minds than there is the downside. They have so much potential. But before we talk about all of those potentials, and I'll have a little conversation with Jason because he's a part of Gen Z. He's leading a group
who is
Gen Z and proud. But I want to talk to specifically older generations, so people who are not Gen Z, millennials and above, because it's really important. Gen Z needs us. Gen Z needs the older generations. In the book Faith for Exiles, which was written by David Kinnaman and Mark Matlock, they look into what makes a resilient disciple. So a disciple who is not easily, torn from the faith, who has their faith grounded and strong. And they talked about five different things that affects a resilient disciple, five things that make a resilient disciple. And one of the five things that they found was that resilient disciples have someone older than them who is pouring into them, who's discipling them, who's reaching out to them, who is significant part of their life. And so they need you. They need your past failures and successes. They need insight from you. And they're actually looking for that. I know a lot of times we think, we don't fit in with the next generation. We're not up with the lingo. And, I've been a youth pastor for 6 or 7 years now, and I promise I'm not cool enough to fit in with Gen Z, but that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for people who know who they are and are confident in that. And the other really cool thing, which we'll talk about more later, this generation is really looking for meaningful ways to contribute.
Yeah.
They're passionate about doing something that will change the world. But in a study done by Barna, 13 to 21-year-olds who have attended church in the last year, only 28% of people in that range strongly agreed that they were given real chances to contribute in the church. 28%. That's really low, but they have the capacity to do so much more in the church with a little bit of guidance, with a little bit of, hey, we believe in you. We think you can do this. Let me help you do this. Let me show you how to do this so that you can do it. And so that's a lot about what we're about at XYM. We want to give students the resources to be able to contribute in meaningful ways. So just a few ways that you guys can love and empower the next generation. The first one I think of, which I know sounds self-serving, and maybe it is a little bit.
It's one of the best.
It is one of the best. serve in youth ministry. We have a big need, honestly, a very big need for small group leaders, yep, for people who will pour into small groups of students and love them and be committed to them for, you know, honestly, we're looking for people who can commit more than a year. I mean, yep, in our ideal scenario, you have people who stay with a group of sixth graders through their senior year because the relationships that are built are so meaningful.
It sounds terrifying, but even like I was thinking, I'm going into eighth grade with my small group this year, so I've been with them since sixth grade, and I don't remember, like, it feels like just yesterday they were sixth graders, and now it's like they'll be one more year, and then they're high schoolers, and that's just weird. Like, time flies.
Yeah, my guys are seniors this year, so... It's definitely weird. What are some other ways that they can pour into the next generation?
Yeah, you know, one thing we talk about, I think, a lot, especially at Calvary in general and with even Front Yard Mission, is prayer. At XYM, we kind of joke that we have, 60 to 100 students, depending on the sports season, the week if everyone's on vacation, a lot of factors. But we need people to pray for students. I mean, we are obviously committing to pray for students daily, but more prayer is never going to hurt anything. So if you have a passion for prayer and you want to pray for a student at XYM or two or three or 50, you know, that might be a little much, but you can do it. We'll even give you the name. So you can just even simply shoot me or Jake an email or email us at xym@calvarysc.org. And if you're wanting to pray for students, we can get you some names of a small group if there's a certain age you're passionate about, or just a couple students. Or if you know a student in your neighborhood, like a high school or a middle schooler, just start praying for them. Yeah, that would be a big one.
And I'd say one other simple one, and then we'll move on. Talk to them at church. Like Sunday morning services, there are a handful of students that show up on Sundays. Yeah. And just go up and have a conversation with them. Even if it feels weird, show them that you see them, that you care about them, that you're interested in their lives. A lot of other ways you can do it. We don't need to get into everything. But just want to encourage you guys. You are needed by the next generation. You're needed by Gen Z. Find ways that you can pour into them and love them well.
I think before we move on, even the talking to them at church, that was a huge thing for me, even as a high schooler at Calvary, just when, whether it was a college student or, you know, an older parent would come up and even just chat with me and just see how I'm doing and want to get to know me more as a high schooler and, you know the things I'm involved in. It means a lot. So if you see a high schooler, and maybe you probably know that you could know their parents, go up and try to meet the student. Could be a good opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, so Jason, I want to have a little bit more of a conversation with you. That is you. Mm-hmm. That's why I said Jason. So you are part of Gen Z,
as
we said.
Best generation.
What? That threw me off. You've experienced, you know, what it means to have older people pour into you.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. Why was it important? How did it help you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that statistic you talked about with resilient disciples is huge. I had a lot of mentors being a student at XYM, a lot of people, I mean, you and a bunch of other XYM leaders pouring into me. And I mean, first off, it was just helpful to have someone to talk to. I mean, someone who was a little older, or in some cases a lot older, who had some more wisdom and experience just for me to ask, you know, a billion questions. Because especially in high school, middle school, you might have a billion questions. One about life, two about school, and then also just about Jesus in general. So having someone where, you know, people in my generation feel safe to talk to is a big thing. As much as tech savvy us as Gen Z is, I personally, like, hate having to text, like, these big questions. I'd much rather sit down with someone and get coffee, and I think that's the same for a lot of Gen Z, just having a person that they can talk to one-on-one or one-on-two to ask these questions and get to know more and grow. And it's just, it's nice to be recognized, you know, by other people. I feel like sometimes as a student, you can just feel like, oh, I'm here, and you know, everyone cares more about my parents, or they're pouring into them, who's pouring into me. So just a chance to be recognized, really, as like, I'm important, I'm part of the church too, I'm not just like an extension of someone else.
Yeah, two things to what you said. First off, I know when we had talked about how we wanted to do this, and you know, I had said, let me ask you a few questions about older people pouring into you. I know he said me first this time, but when we were talking about this in person, he named about 16 other adults.
I did.
And then threw me in at the end.
Right.
So he's sucking up to his boss right now is more so what I mean. But it does. It takes a village. There's a lot of people that poured into your life, and that makes a big difference. And I think the other thing you pointed out that's really important is I think sometimes we see the statistics of Gen Z and how much they're on technology and how much they, you know, how much screen time. It's pretty incredible.
It's insane.
In a bad way, how much screen time there is. Uh-huh. But they are very relational. And I think sometimes we equate the screen time to they don't want real relationships, but I think they're actually like they want it so bad.
And I think even more so, it's been amplified now that we're coming out of, you know, a season where they spent a good year doing virtual school and like depending on what district they were in or where you're at, but it just that need for a relationship has gone up way up now. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not as they're not as closed off as you would think. Mm-hmm. They are very open and honest with you, and they desire that relationship.
Yeah.
Even working with middle school guys, it can be like I sit one down and ask one question, and it's like, then we're on that topic or on it. Like they will just start pouring it out. It's a lot easier than you think.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your small group guys, you have a handful of awesome middle school guys.
They're fantastic.
And you've
much
been
better
leading
than the senior guys.
Wow. You can't say that, I don't think. You guys are
high senior guys if you're all up there.
I don't know that any of them will see this, but maybe they will. So talk a little bit about that. Like what has that been like? What sticks out to you about them, about Gen Z, as you've gotten to know these guys and you've led them and had conversations with them, and what excites you about that group?
Yeah, I think the two big things that pop up first, and we kind of talked about at the start, but just the passion that they have for really anything, and something that we'll even talk about and pray for at the end, is just hoping to shift those passions to be for kingdom work or using their talents to further the kingdom. But, you know, I've got a few students who, like, they have a few things that they are in love with, whether that's camping, a sport, a business. I've got one student who, like, one day we were just chatting about candles, and later that night he sends me a link to a website. He's like, I made a candle selling website. It's like, if I want to start a business, like I think about it in my head and then spend like a year trying to figure out if that's actually worth it. But with a lot of my middle schoolers, it's like, oh, I have that thought, I'm just going to go do it. They really take the Nike slogan to heart of just do it. I could get better at that. But they are, like, they see these things that they're passionate about, whether that's front yard missions, camping, or whatever it is, and they dive all into that. It's not a half jump in and, you know, I do this a little bit. It's a, I'm all in for this. Even with, you know, I don't think attendance is always a sign of all in, but, like, they've been one of the more consistent groups we've had at youth group of, you know, always being there every week. It's not just, they'll see you once a month. It's, I'm there every week unless I'm out of town, which has been really cool. And, you know, with Front Yard Mission, I try to give them a challenge almost every week to do something to love neighbors or kids in their class. A lot of times at XYM with FYM, that's a lot of abbreviations right there, acronyms, I guess. You know, something to do in their schools. And, you know, when you give those challenges, you never know with students sometimes if they'll just go and forget about them or if it'll be a, I'm actually going to do this. And with them, it's almost always been a, I'm doing something. I mean, I've had kids go and write notes to everyone in their class or bring candy to everyone in their class or do something for a neighbor. And at times it's humbling because, you know, there have been times in my FYM where it's a struggle for me to just go meet my neighbor. So they are really knocking it out of the park compared to what I've done at times, which is cool to see because I do believe that, you know, they have a chance to really catalyze a movement in the middle schools and the high school and change the attitude a lot. You know, even when I was in high school, I would never say I dreaded it, but I'd have a lot of friends who just dreaded showing up to school. And I think, you know, if we can really start loving each other well in those school spaces, that's going to change the attitude and the outlook on what going to school looks like and making that a more safe, peaceful space for some kids. So,
and I think FYM has been really good for this generation because just like the teaching or talking at them is not really doing it for them anymore. I mean, they can,
you got to give them something to do.
Well, but beyond that, they can go online and find someone who is a better preacher than I am in the click of a button with better production, more, you know, emotional, whatever. It's not hard to find. They can always find something better. But when we give them like a practical, hey, here's something that this is on you. Like you go and love your neighbors. You go and do this thing because they want to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
They see that as like a, hey, that's something I can get passionate about. So that's great. So we just wanted to end to give you guys a few prayer requests for the next generation. Some ways that if you're like, I want to start praying just as a whole for Gen Z, here's three things that you can be thinking about, that you can be praying about as you think about even next steps for how you can invest in the next generation, whatever it might be. So Jason, share those three prayer requests.
So I mean, three pretty simple stuff, but one kind of how I touched on just a little bit ago, but like to use those creative talents and thoughts and powers and want to change the world for the kingdom of God. I mean, they are so talented and could all easily become these crazy business owners who make lots of money, which would be cool too, I guess, or they could use that power for, you know, furthering the kingdom. We talked about community, but to just continue to grow in community with each other and the older generations. I feel like at times we kind of get that, you know, and I joke about it, but some kids can be more serious that like that there's, we say there's almost too much difference between Gen Z and the other generations, which that's just a lie. I mean, there's differences between every generation. But I think a lot of times we start to stereotype or box up other generations when really we all need each other and we need to be in a community together, regardless of when you were born and all that. And then lastly, just to know their value to the kingdom and their worth as God's creation. You know, we didn't touch on the specific statistics, but we talked about the top that, you know, a lot of Gen Z, this is probably the generation that struggled the most with anxiety and depression and that stuff that's just, you know, kills potential right there. But if they can just know their worth and know who they are as children of God, that can change their mindset so much out of those depressed and anxiety states. So those would be a good three places really to start praying, I think.
Yeah, three really easy ways to pray. I mean, you know, the Gen Z is probably the fastest generation to be leaving the church. They're leaving the church in droves. And I think FYM is something that they can get passionate about, that can pull them back in. And, you know, just in general, whether it's through Front Yard Mission or through something else, we want to show them what the church is about. We want to show them what a relationship with Jesus is about and how excited they can get because of that and how they can change the world. And so we think the next generation is vital. We can't lose a whole generation. So it's up to us to continue to love them, continue to point them towards Jesus, and you guys can help with that regardless of that's just prayers or doing something more. So we'd love to have you join us in praying for and loving on Gen Z and the future generations.
Yeah, seriously, if there is any way that you're even just looking for more information, I mean, feel free to email us at xym@calvarysc.org if you're in the central PA area. But even if you're not, if you're listening from somewhere far away, just starting with prayer or looking where you can get involved with different youth organizations, I mean, there's so many different organizations, whether that's with a church or even something like Scouts or anything to get involved with the next generation. So,
well, Jason, why don't you pray us out?
Dear Lord, thank you for just this opportunity to come and chat more about Gen Z and just where our heart is, God. I just pray for everyone listening out there, God, that you just put on their heart some way to start impacting the next generation, whether that's praying for one student at XYM or in their neighborhood. And, you know, just whatever that one thing is, God, just bring that to light and make that clear, whether that's an organization to help out with, prayer, whatever it might be, God. We just pray for Gen Z, God, that even tonight as we head into XYM, Lord, that they just continue to realize their potential and how much they can do for the kingdom, and that they are the church of today and now, and can impact the kingdom just as much as anyone else can in the church. God, hear my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to us. It was fun. Yep. Hopefully we get invited back someday. But
and if you didn't know, it's my dad's birthday month, so make sure you go give him a big, big hug, because he loves those.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Great. We'll see you next time.